Back in 2003, the Bureau of Land Management, BLM, which oversees leasing and mining of natural resources on public lands, projected drilling a dozen or so new natural gas wells on 72 acres of Ozark St. Francis National Forest. But with new technologies to tap natural gas preserves locked deep underground in thick shale formations, the BLM 5 years later expanded natural gas development to 1,730 new wells on more than 10,000 acres of Arkansas National Forest within a million-acre leased region. Mining companies drill using slickwater hydraulic fracturing. Roads must be built, football-sized well pads cleared. A tall rig is brought in to drill a vertical bore thousands of feet deep to the shale, then 1,000 feet more horizontally through it. Explosives, along with millions of gallons of pressurized water mixed with sand and lubricating chemicals, crack the shale, releasing methane up into a newly constructed pipeline transportation network. Mulberry Mountain Lodge in Franklin County is just off Highway 23, 16 miles north of Ozark. Proprietor Vernon Patton and his family purchased the 650-acre resort and outdoor music venue in 2006 because it's bound by the Ozark National Forest.
We got a letter from the U.S. Forest Service about drilling in our area, and they sent maps showing where it was going to be at. And when we saw that it was going to be right next to, adjacent basically to our resort, it scared us to death.
In 2009, the Bureau of Land Management approved the drilling of four gas wells next to his resort. Excavation is pending.
There's no perfect science. It sounds like things can go wrong. I know from one site would go down through Mountain Creek and down through the waterfall areas possibly and into the National Scenic Riverway.
That would be the 55-mile-long Mulberry River, a declared national wild and scenic waterway. A half mile down the mountain from here, Susan Gately is a member of the Friends of the Mulberry Watershed.
This is arguably one of the cleanest watersheds in the state.
Susan Gately and her group learned about expanded gas drilling on the National Forest this past autumn. And what concerns her most is the millions of gallons of water needed to frack just one well.
Where do they get that water? It comes from our local sources. So it comes from our rivers, our streams, our ponds. This removes perfectly good water from the natural cycle of things.
Then there's the estimated 20 tons of lubricating chemicals injected into each bore to stimulate methane production.
Many of these chemicals are highly carcinogenic and can have effects on the nervous, respiratory, and reproductive systems, such as benzene, toluene, and xylene. These are compounds found in some of the wastewater, along with heavy metals, mercury, lead, arsenic. Well casings can and do fail or leak. And to think that we would hear gas wells or smell them or visibly see, look at the geese.
Critics fret that Forest Service scientists vastly understate the damage by fracking to wildlife, effects of deforestation, vented gas pollution, sediments from pipeline trenching, and leaking wastewater pits. 2 months ago, a coalition of Arkansas environmental groups requested an environmental impact statement from Judith Henry, forest supervisor for the Ozark St. Francis National Forest. She's accepted the revised forecast from the Bureau of Land Management for expanded development of fractured shale gas wells on the National Forest in Arkansas. Her in-house staff conducted a risk analysis under the National Environmental Protection Act. C.J. Norvell is a public affairs specialist for the Ouachita Ozark St. Francis National Forest.
Given this potential increase in how many acres would be disturbed and the number of wells, do the current objectives, design criteria, future conditions, et cetera, that are already in place provide the ability to continue to protect and manage the other resources on the forests? After we did the analysis, we concluded that yes, it does.
The so-called Fayetteville Shale Play covers 13 counties across North Arkansas. It was recently described in the New York Times as a world-class onshore natural gas resource and has been staked by international mining interests. Most recently, Australian-based BHP Billiton. In late February, it purchased Chesapeake Energy's stake here for a reported $4.75 billion. 14,000 gas wells are predicted on the play, with 7,000 already drilled, mostly on private land. Nationwide, the natural gas industry is exempt from most major federal environmental law, including the Safe Drinking Water Act, the Clean Water Act, the Clean Air Act, the Superfund Law, Hazardous Waste Law, and disclosure laws to inform communities of toxic chemical emissions. Connie Jankowiak is a minerals program manager on the Ozark St. Francis National Forest. She says she doesn't yet know what companies will be drilling, but that operations will be spread over a 10-year period.
Of the 1,730 wells that were assumed in the projection by BLM, that equates to 173 wells per year. Of those, potentially 139 would be horizontal. And that's throughout the state of Arkansas on all national forest land. Of those 139 horizontal wells, typically there's between 4 to 6 wells put on a well pad, which would reduce the number of well pads actually created to around 35 well pads per year should that projection actually happen.
The Forest Service says disturbance will be minimal, water pollution risk low, and with the exception of a threatened beetle and several species of endangered bats, no risk to wildlife. CJ Norval.
Now, what happens next is a drilling company will come forth, they'll make an application to drill, and then we go again. And we'll do a biological assessment, an environmental analysis. These are completed for individual well proposals as they're received.
Gas drilling is planned on public lands in Franklin County, Johnson, Pope Logan, and Yell counties. Problem is, according to Sean Porter, the public is not aware of this. He's with the Ozark Water Protection Alliance. He's been researching frack on public land since 2007. He said he had to file a Freedom of Information Act request to get a hold of the expanded gas drilling plan.
They basically downplay, downsize. It was all in-house number crunching in their office. They did not do any on-the-ground analysis of active horizontal fractured gas wells. They did not correspond with any other national forests that already have higher levels of gas activity and how those activities have impacted those forests, such as the Allegheny in Pennsylvania. There were just so many gaps in the analysis that it is just blatantly inadequate to the scope of the increase of gas well drilling that's being proposed.
Sean Porter advocates a statewide moratorium on gas drilling as well as a comprehensive environmental impact study. But Arkansas Forest Service spokesperson C.J. Norval says working with the Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality and the Arkansas Oil and Gas Commission, every precaution will be taken. And with each new well, the community will be notified. Also, Norval said, although more than 1,700 wells are projected, nothing is carved in stone.
It was projected we might have up to 173 wells per year, and in each of the last 2 years, we've had 12. So projections are just that, projections.
The Bureau of Land Management has leased 12 million acres of public land for gas production nationwide, which is producing 11% of our total domestic gas supplies. Last November, the U.S. Department of Interior said it is considering expanding federal regulations on natural gas hydraulic fracturing on public lands. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.